I've been playing before when we play three in the midfield, just sit in front of the back four, protect them. And I played down the first, when I first moved to England, and I played a few times in Portugal too. And after that, for so long, I've been playing like with two in the midfield. And now I'm back again to play like in front of the back four. So manager wants me to play there and said everyone is free to move whatever they want except the two center backs and me. Mm. So we are like the ones have to be like, we have that job to do there. Mm. You know, four backs, left back, right back can move, can go forward. But me and the two center back, we have to sit there. Yeah. Mm. That's a different role I've been playing like for the last 3 years. And I've been feel good. I've been, like, the center backs have been helping me a lot, been talk with me all the time, and we've been doing well too.
What is it about your role that you enjoy so much? Because you seem to take an equal amount of pleasure out of stopping players and winning the ball back.
No, that's my job. That's my job. It's just the only thing I go for the game is just to work as hard as I can, to do my best. This is what I do every game, and fortunately, if they like that, it's good for me. Yeah.
When you're on the field, do you hear the fans chanting your name? Yeah, do you notice that?
Yeah, I hear it's feel very good and a nice big boost for keep going, you know, all the time. I hear a little bit more in the second half which helped me a lot to keep going until the end. It's really big. You feel it really warm. You feel really, you know, you feel you don't want that game to finish because you want to be on the pitch all the time. It's the same when they push for us, when they keep driving us. It's exactly the same. Everyone feel that is amazing. They've been amazing for us all through the season.
Mm. And you've got a lot of responsibility at the moment because although you're playing in a three, you're also playing alongside two inexperienced players. I mean, you started with Paul Corrie, Rhys McCabe comes on as well, two young guys. Ross Barkley, as talented as he is, he's still a teenager. Have you got to sort of help them along as well?
No. They are such a good players. Such a, for their age, you know, I think things in football move a lot quicker than before. Than when I was 20, when I have 20 years, to compare to the 20 years, there's really more experience, really more mature, and they are such a good players. They don't need too much help about me because they are very good players and very mature players.
Tell us about Ross, because he's played so well since he came here on loan. The last two games, he scored very important goals as well. Having had the chances up played closest to him, just how good is he going to be one day?
He's top player. Definitely no. I'm sure he's going to be one of the best midfield in the England squad in a few years. Absolutely. He's top player. He's so, you can see him, he wants the ball on the time. He wants to play. He wants to touch the ball. He wants to involve on the attacking play. He can run him back to defend him too. He's just a top player. He's a top player.
Does that make life easy for you as well?
Absolutely.
Doing some of the things, creativity, let
me rest, you know what I mean? When he get the ball, he try play forward, he play with the others, he involve on the attacking play. That's what I mean. If we have the ball, we are attacking and I'm resting, ready for defending after.
What do you know about Blackpool? Do you know much about them?
Yeah, we play against them twice last season and I've been following them like in the playoffs, final playoffs, games. You know, it's top team, you know. Doesn't mean nothing what's been happening with them. Lose the manager, lose a few games, but they're still unbelievable players over there. Mm. Top players.
Just finally, I was informed this weekend that the fans are planning a Jose Semedo day when they go to the Nottingham Forest game and they're going to have Portugal flags and they're going to have Semedo masks as well and everything like that.
Know.
So, I mean, how much does it mean to you? I mean, we've talked about how the fans have taken to you, but it must mean a lot.
Yeah, I even can't explain what's mean because if this happened, it's something special. I'm never going to forget that. Mm. Absolutely never going to forget that. And all the time I step on the pitch, I only one thing on my mind to leave my skin on here for them because they've been amazing with me and with all the team. Since I moved here, they've been amazing. Nothing to say wrong about them.
Mm. It means a lot to you, this, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. It means a lot. I have such a big love for them. And I hope we do everything good and winning more games for them because they deserve it.